Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 2nd June 2021. Top stories for today. The National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme Coordinating Minister Khairi Jamaluddin says the My Sejahtera mobile application will now have a new feature to allow pregnant and breastfeeding mothers to enter the month and year of delivery or breastfeeding status. The feature can be found in the COVID-19 vaccination section of the application. The present guideline states vaccination is recommended for women who are 14 to 33 weeks pregnant as well as lactating mothers. Meanwhile, all loan borrowers who have suffered a drop in income are eligible for a reduction of monthly installments according to the reduced income. According to Bank Negara Malaysia today, this includes salary allowances, commissions and household incomes which have been affected. Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao earlier today said that the state Excos have decided to contribute their June salary to the Penang COVID-19 fund. This is the second time that the state Excos have contributed their salaries to the fund, of which Chow says will be put to good use, including for public health and for the state's overall economic development. On the international front, a burnt-out container ship that has already caused Sri Lanka's worst maritime environmental disaster was in imminent danger of sinking today, with several hundred tons of oil still in its fuel tanks. Water submerged the MV Express Pearl's quarterdeck a day after firefighters extinguished a blaze that had been burning for 12 days. Its current position off the port of Colombo would cause severe pollution, making it difficult for experts trying to tow the ship further out. Meanwhile, Australia's Victoria ended a Melbourne lockdown for the second week, while the United States will announce into the next 2 weeks how it will distribute 80 million vaccine doses it has pledged globally. Over in Britain, talks are in place with Oxford and AstraZeneca for more doses of their vaccine that has been modified to better target the Beta coronavirus variant, and it will fund trials of the shots. And Ecuador this week launched a plan to vaccinate 9 million people in 100 days, part of recently installed President Guillermo Lasso's plan to revive the economy from its battle of the pandemic. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.